a word for you from 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 11. She vowed, saying, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid, and remember and not forget your handmaid, but will give me a son, I will give him to the Lord all his life. No razor shall touch his head. Hannah, the wife of Elkanah, was barren, and this afflicted her sorely. She was one of two wives. The other wife had children, she not. She was happy to be a wife to her husband, but if only she could bear him a child. After her desperate pleas to her God, God answered her in a miraculous way. And her child she named Samuel, and she dedicated him to the Lord. But what about the vow, the promise? I have received, I will give him back to God forever. That's quite a promise to make. He was weaned at 2 to 3 years old, and she took him directly to the house of the Lord, not in her hometown, by the way, but quite far away. And there she left her baby boy in the charge of an old high priest, Eli, in the temple. She said goodbye, and she walked away, only to see him once a year thereafter. Indeed, it's an incredible story. But what makes it so amazing is that she stuck to her vow and to her promise. She gave this boy back to the Lord because God had given her a son. Can we imagine the tug of war on her heartstrings? But she had promised. Can you imagine when she went away that first time, leaving this baby and going back home? But the question here arises, haven't we promised the Lord anything? Maybe we've promised far less, but we've never kept it. And that is a very dangerous place to be in, because God has recorded the promises. Maybe we've forgotten them.